Welcome to It Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. Did you miss me? And boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. I am not in studio. I'm actually at my nightclub located in Lake Worth, Florida. Have a special guest tonight, a brother of mine. I know him as Bruce Ingram. You all might know him as something else. He'll be here in just a moment to introduce himself. I'm looking forward to this show, y'all. This guy has been a friend of mine since the sandbox days. A lot of knowledge, not a struggle, a lot of different paths in life. When he gets here, I can't wait to introduce you to him and him to you. No further ado, I introduce my brother. Now, I know him as something else. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. What do you go by?
I go by people who know me, Bruce Ingram.
That's what I know you by. That's what I introduce you
as. People who's getting to know me and the people that met me along this path know me as Prince Assure.
Prince Assure. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, bro. How you came up with that name?
It found me. Reading the Bible and going through the names, and it reached out and it touched me. Something told me just to start like researching that name.
What does that name mean?
It means to lead. Mm. The first part of the name means black. Assure. And the actual Hebrew pronunciation for it is Ashkur, and it means black. And then the black is in relation to ignorance. As far as being in the state of ignorance, and then when you go further into the name, it means to seek out matters diligently, to search out things, and to dawn upon. So my name is me. I approach everything in a humble manner. As a child, clear my mind, complete ignorance, but I will figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I will figure it out. Okay. I will have this knowledge. You know what I mean? This knowledge will come to me. Sometimes it be magically the way it comes to me. Anything I need to seek out or anything, it's like a special power of mine I have now. But I always approach everything in a humble form as a child. So I don't come in a biased state.
Right.
That's how I'm able to receive the divine knowledge.
That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of things going on right now that I'm going to address. Mm-hmm. And I would love to get your perspective and feelings on the landscape of what's going on in this country we call America, USA, right now. So, first topic of the day is Kanye West. What do you feel is going on with this brother? Now, do you feel he's right? Do you feel he's wrong? Do you agree with some of it? Do you agree with none of it?
I agree with most of everything he said. Mostly everything he said. Mostly everything and he tired. He met the breaking point, and then a lot of other artists they started stepping into that arena.
Right.
But they tiptoed around it. They played, you know what I mean? Well, see, they stimulated and they pulled it back.
You know they got this thing about cancel Kanye now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he is no longer a billionaire now. They took his deals away from him, which dropped him to about an estimated over $400 million. Mm. From billionaire to $400 million. Now, that's still enough money to live the rest of your life and grandkids and grandkids' grandkids. Now, this is my question. Why do you think the people let this man talk about slaves and slavery, but now when he's talking about other things that matter, they pull back from him?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah. That's what they did, because it was just enough.
He crossed the line.
Yeah, he crossed
their line.
He crossed their line. And then, and like he said, it's important to overturn that. Like, he crashed.
But you know what? No. some of the things I don't agree with, you know, but this is America. Now, you're supposed to have freedom of speech.
Right.
But see, what they don't tell you in this country is, yeah, you got freedom of speech, but we also going to give you consequences for your freedom of speech.
Right.
Which that means it's not really a freedom of speech. If it's a consequence behind something you telling me is free, it's really not free.
Yeah,
because you got to pay the price.
Yeah, because he's making a sacrifice right now for his speech. He just sacrificed. Well, he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire.
He was a billionaire. Yeah,
that was a sacrifice. It costs.
Over $500 million.
It costs. It costs you.
So I'm looking at what's going on with this guy, and I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna say this. A lot of people not gonna like what I'm finna say, right? But it was a moment. It was a moment in this man's life, right, where things shifted for him. And that was the Beyonce Taylor Swift moment. Are you familiar with that?
When he snatched the
He said, yeah. He said, right. You know, I like Taylor Swift, but Beyonce video deserved to be the best.
That was the moment where everybody thought he was crazy then. They just
But now we was happy for him. Black people, African American people were standing behind him. Yeah. Oh, when he said George Bush don't care about black people, it was yeah. Now, and this is just my own personal opinion. I don't know this to be true. I don't know this for a fact, right? I feel at that time, a lot of people stopped messing with him. So what he did, and this is just my opinion now, this is from my outside looking in observation. I watched people pull away from him then, but it was a lot of people that was around him.
Right. They pulled away.
Yeah. So now he went to white America. Because now y'all pulled away from me. I'm supposed to be your brother. I'm standing up and saying these things for us. But y'all pulled away from me, so I went over here. But now that I did that, you don't like that. So by me saying that, what do you feel happened? Do you think that was a moment where you know, okay, I'm scratch that. What is a man supposed to do when his people turn away from him, but the other people embrace him?
Like, within our teachings, we say, anybody turn away from such, turn away.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So it's like.
But if another people embrace you.
And then you know, and that's prophetic, because the Gentiles, we're going to suck from the breast of the Gentiles. So it's going to be the other people. That's why once we get into rulership, man, once you're trying to rule anything, you want to be good for the people.
Right.
So that mean these other people, you got to open yourself up to be friendly. You know what I mean? To be friendly.
Right.
Like to be open to another level of life, because we here to help everybody.
Now
these people, they gonna feed you. They gonna feed you. They gonna support you. And then once they see, man, your own people done turn their back on you. And that's throughout history, man. That's throughout history. That's why there ain't no skin color game. You know what I mean?
It's rough. Now I don't agree. I'm gonna just say this too. A lot of things he's saying, I'm like, yo, bro, you stop.
Now see, it's some things I don't even know he said. So as I know, he said a bunch of stuff, man.
Yeah.
I'm only
talking about the transition from when we was rocking with him.
Right.
The ghetto, the hood, the black people, the African American people, to that shift. That when that shift took place.
Okay, did he conform? Like, did he transform himself to appease these people?
They say it's a Kardashian curse. Have you heard about that?
No.
Okay, so they say whenever the Kardashians get with a man, they fall.
Yeah, like Odom.
Like Samson.
Yeah.
Samson got with the you know who she got with, and he fell. Odom. Reggie Bush retired from the NFL.
Yeah, I forgot about Reggie.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
she
Reggie.
Married to him, you know? So you got, you know, Lamar Odom. You got look, Black China and Rob, and you got all these people that they done been with, right? Look at Bruce Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Jenner, you
then
know.
Ray J, he'll always be labeled, like nobody can take him seriously.
But see, Ray J, the difference between these other guys and Ray J know how to capitalize off his. I heard it first. He made a song. You get what I'm saying? Ray J went to Tech. Ray J, in recent years, has become a bigger star than Brandy in these 2000s.
Right.
So Ray J knew how to capitalize off of his, but everybody, even Ray J went down for a while.
But it right now, Ray J would never be considered a full artist. Now, porno gonna always hit your head when you think of Ray J. So like, to take him serious as a real artist trying to really pursue a career, you always gonna go back to this. To this video. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's always gonna be related to the video.
He said it, I hit it first.
Mm-hmm. So he have a block, I feel like. He have a ceiling
Pete
on his career.
I feel that Kanye was done unfair when it comes to, no matter what people think about him,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to his kids, he's being treated unfairly.
I heard him saying something about his kids took it from him.
Yes.
I don't know the whole story.
The Kardashian hand is on the kids.
Yeah.
And he does not want his kids to be raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I don't want my kids to be raised that way.
Right. Especially your daughter.
I'm sure you don't.
Especially your daughter.
Yeah. So it's a real tricky situation. See, but Kanye also, in my opinion, you gotta pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though, yes, a lot of people is pulled away from you in them times where you were saying these things, if you stand for your people, then you stand for your people.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Going through no matter what.
That's why I asked, did he transform himself when he got embraced by the other side?
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
He wasn't wearing White Lives Matter shirts then, before.
Yeah.
He wasn't putting on the Donald Trump hat. Now, you can vote.
Oh, see, now see that White Lives Matter. I don't know what it is.
You got to put your phone on silent, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, man. He wasn't doing all of that stuff. You know, back then he was saying, get on and leave him for a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of those things, from the George Bush to the Taylor Swift to what he was standing for. And a lot of people think that when his mom died, some more left out of him.
Right.
You know, and I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can really understand that.
Yeah, you know, they get allegations. They got speculations on that whole. You know what I mean? With the whole thing he had going on, because you know he's attacking a higher power. Now that does he higher power, but as far as he attacking a group.
So
you know what I mean?
I'm glad you said something about a higher power, because now this man tripping.
Yeah.
When it comes to talking about he Yeezy and Jesus and you know, he's not.
Yeah, see with him, only thing I'm getting right there from the interview, because I don't keep up with him.
Right.
So this interview when he just came out and just put everything on the table,
yeah.
This is what I'm agreeing with. I don't like everything surrounding outside of that though. I gotta get a breast back on him because I wasn't following him. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like him calling himself, know what I mean? Yeah, you need to ease on up, man. You need to ease on up.
Yeah.
And that's why they pegging him crazy, too. Know what I mean? They pegging him crazy for a lot of the stuff he got around.
So, you are allowed in this country to feel how you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, God give you, he let you make a choice. Right?
Yeah.
So he can make his own choices and he can do these things and say these things. That don't mean it's right. That don't mean it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it right. Some of it, nobody gonna be right all the time, right? But he goes so far.
Yeah.
With what he
say. Yeah, yeah. If he see a line, he gonna cross it.
He gonna so far. and half of that is what I believe got him to be as successful as he is. But now, with no change, you know, after you become successful, you got to move different.
Right.
Now, you don't have to when you worth $400 million currently and worth a billion 2 days ago. You know, you feel like, hey.
It's going for the gusto now. It's going for the gusto.
Y'all can't touch me. But this could be a humbling moment for him, or this could be a breakout moment for him.
He breaking out.
I believe he's breaking
out. Yeah, he breaking out. Like,
now,
right.
Now, this is what I want to know. I'm this way that I'm getting ready to explain. Me, you can take everything I got and I'm going to still be the guy I am.
Right.
Now, you might not look at me like I'm the guy I am. Well, she might not look at me as the guy I am, but in my mind,
I'm the guy I am. I am.
No matter what, because I stand on things.
Uh-huh.
I stand on things, and with them things I stand on, you can't break me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't break me. I'm going to keep going. And as long as you keep going, the things get better. Now, what I'm saying, why I said that is to say this. What happened if they take everything away from him? Do you believe he'll still act the same way? Or do you feel if they take everything away from him, he's going to buckle under that pressure?
Nah.
You don't see it.
I don't see it.
Because it's in him.
Because it's in him.
It's in him.
Because he been wanting to do this. He been wanting to do this here. And then right now, he's ready to go in profit mode.
Yeah.
Sackcloth and ashes on his head.
Yeah.
He ready.
I even watched. Look how he dressed. He dressed like he's sweatpants, jacket, hat. Listen, bro.
He ready right now. He's waiting for everybody to rise up with him. He wanting to rise up with him right now. Now, I mean, that's what he needs.
The thing is, if the people would have rose up with him in the first place and not backed away from him, I don't believe he would even be at this point.
Right. What's his true moral standpoint right now? You know what I mean?
I don't know because I ain't in his brain. I'm just on the outside looking in. But.
What motivated you to finally snap?
It wasn't happening before people left him.
Yeah.
It wasn't happening before then.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it?
I mean, why now?
Well, when the world come against you, it'll make you change up.
Yeah.
You know, certain things like, well, damn, and again, bro. Somebody, especially when you go through a public divorce on TV, everything you say is memes or comment or TMZ watching you.
Yeah.
You know, see, this is one of the good things, but this is the difference between him and Jay-Z. See, Jay-Z not finna, even though he move in the shadows, he not finna just bah. He'll put it in the song. Where they can't understand it, we understand.
Yeah.
He moved like that. Where Kanye like boom. And I was watching this interview, Beehive, Choke No Joke say he from the school of Dame Dash.
Yeah.
You know, Dame Dash the same way. Now he don't go crazy and say these things that Kanye say, but. He very blunt and outspoken, and I don't care what you think, I'm going to do this and say this and say that. I just wanted to get your opinion. That had to be talked about first. That had to be spoke about first because I need some other people to talk about it too. You know, it's a crucial moment for him. It's a very crucial moment for him.
Yeah. Yeah, he,
what are you going to do? Are you going to stand on what you believe? Or now that they're taking all this money away from you? See, when they take the money away from you, they take some power away from you.
It only been a couple of days now. So like,
and in
a
couple of days, he done lost a half a billion.
So like in a week from now, we see how he holding up. You gonna see me? He's still
ready. Well, I think his pride a little too big and his ego a little too big. He made that song. I got a big ego.
Right.
It's too big for him to feel like y'all whoop me.
And then he done touched it already. You know, he's a billionaire.
Nah, but now he's still. Bro, the man got $400 million.
That's a half a bill.
He ain't even got to deal with these people. He could go start his own stuff.
Uh-huh.
He already make his shoes. He make the clothes. Go do that. And like he say, I was watching another interview with him. He said, I guess Sway did have the answers. I don't know if you ever saw that interview.
Mm.
You don't got the answers, Sway.
No.
Yeah, he was on vacation at that time.
But
Sway asked him, well, why don't you make your own? Yeah. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? You got all the money, do it.
Mm-hmm.
He got mad. He got mad at Sway. He got on these rants, man. And to be honest with you, when you don't have nobody to go to and talk to, for real, you know, people listen to you, but you Kanye, so they gonna listen.
Mm-hmm.
But they not there for you like, you know, how you and I would be there for each other or mm-hmm. something like that. It's very difficult to get through them times. And you start to act funny to other people.
Mm-hmm.
They think you acting funny.
Yeah.
Whereas really, I'm in defense mode. I gotta do this to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, protect myself.
And I'm hearing about a lot of his people around him was like exposing information.
That's
crazy. Stuff about him.
That's crazy, mm-hmm. bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, now you under fire. I'm going to tell everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. The Kardashians? No good. They do some good. Everybody do some good, I guess, at some point. But when I look at the track record they got, bro, with not men.
Black men.
Black men. See, black you men. Got it.
And then he just, as a matter of fact, he said that she was sunk to him. They sunk her.
Yeah. But yeah. By God.
He said,
God.
Sunk. Yeah, she was sunk to him. Like, that was part of the whole play. Yeah, I could go for that. Or it might be him tripping.
Wasn't sent by God, because anything sent by God not finna do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't care what they go through in their personal relationship, right? I'm only looking at your family situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've left women, women left me, and also, you know, moved around. Got new boyfriends, married, whatever, right? And I still feel this way. I don't care what's going on. You shouldn't be able to take a man kids from him or limit him to his involvement. You know, the man was so crazy about the kid, he went and bought a house next door so he could see him every morning.
No.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, because they weren't letting them see him. Now, the grandma, another one, Bruce Jenner, what was his name? Rob Kardashian, the dad, and the O.J. Simpson lawyer. These high profile men, and they mess them up. O.J. went to prison. They say Chloe is his daughter.
I remember that.
You know, so... If she was dealing with OJ, look what happened to OJ.
Yo,
if she was dealing with Rob, look what happened to Rob. He died. I mean, look at Bruce Jenner. I don't know what happened. I mean, Mr. Olympia.
You got some girls in the hood like that, though. They be jinxed like that.
No, he going to the hood now.
Hey, got...
He going to the hood now. Oh, snap.
Oh, the man was Stacey, boy.
Listen. Girls in the hood. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Let's
bro.
Do it.
The girls in the hood. I notice a pattern with them, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And both of us come from the street. So we kind of can't knock it, but we can talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, they fall in love with the street dudes.
Yeah.
Man, when I was in the streets, bro, I could get more women than I could ever get. Now, they was attracted to that. They was attracted to that.
To that short lifespan.
Not even that. I mean, they ain't think that, though.
Yeah, yeah. They weren't looking,
when they live in it, they don't see a short lifespan. They think this can happen for a long time.
Yeah.
They don't think about when that man go to prison or jail or die or get caught up in this scandal or that scandal. And when the man go into jail, most of them on to the next one.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's a part of the security that they looking for. Even though that's not the actual security, they see the strength in that rebel mindset that they fall in love with. They like this to go hard, man. You know what I mean? They feel protected. They love the feeling of knowing that they can just say your name and dude gonna back off. You know what I mean? They get them empowerment.
Yeah.
Off of what you done did in the streets empowers them.
But my thing is this. When they get the good guy who make all this money, you know, or he don't make a lot of money, but he loyal to them and he trying to do the best he can do and provide for them, I feel like they don't want them. They bored with them. They don't give them that rush.
Cause that animal nature, they pick the right type of breed that had the strong children unconsciously. They know who they want to have. They want to have children from a mighty man.
Right.
Know what I mean? So like the sport. They even have a species of birds right now that they found out that these birds, I think they call it a bird. They make houses. Like the male make the nest on the ground. And he bring a lot of, like, balder cats, a lot of shiny stuff. And then that's how they attract the women by their crib. So they represent stability. So now they find out, they did DNA tests. They find out that one of the, like, little bird women, she done came there, she got a stable home, everything. And the chicks wasn't even his. It was the more masculine bird that didn't have the fancy house, but he was more dominant. And she tricked off with... You know what I mean? They cheating all in the animal kingdom.
No!
But she went to the thug. They ain't even got a house. They ain't got a career. You feel me? She went to the thug because his stature was more stronger. So they looking for their seed to come out strong. Know what I mean?
That's funny.
Know what I mean? And then you get out of thugs.
I have to look that bird up.
Yeah. They make the nest on the ground. And all day long, the man just come... dressing his house up. He got the bachelor pad and the woman move in. She got stability.
Nah, but you know, we not supposed to be the same as animals.
No, but we still mammals.
And then
we looking for longevity with our race. You know, we looking to, so we procreate with.
So I'm thinking like this, right? If we done seen this story play out, and thank God both of us changed our life and got out of the streets. And we no longer, you know, live that way, right? Thank God for that. But I'm looking at it like this. If you done seen this story play out a million times, what is it that keep you going back to the same dude?
Yeah, because it could be a different body, a different name,
but it's the same
They looking
dude.
For that strength, but that strength is a misguided strength.
Right.
Know what I mean? If they can find that same strength is still with us.
Yeah.
And we not doing that stuff no more.
Right.
So this is why we attract people.
Right.
Because they still see that same strength.
Yeah.
And then most women, they're not exposed to this strength that we cultivated by using our backgrounds while we here now.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what I mean? The men we are now came from how we was.
Right.
But we was able to cultivate it in a positive, safe form. And still be that mighty man, you know what I mean? And we still rebels
for a good cause.
And for our family.
Right.
And for ourselves, our mental health. We rebel against not going crazy.
Right.
We rebel against not stressing out by day-to-day activities, you know what I mean? So we the mighty men that, you know what I mean? But it's like the only thing they see is what's around them. And then they can only, like, through nature, be attracted to that.
Right.
Know what I mean? Through nature, they don't understand why they're attracted to it. Why do good girls like bad boys? Know what I mean?
They love them.
Because these are leaders. These are ones you got to be the rebel to step out and conquer a country or something.
So let me ask you this. Why don't you think that they try to get these rebel men and build them up instead of just letting them self-destruct?
Because
when they self-destruct now, they gone.
That's why the rebel men need to find that woman that we spoke about before that makes you want to do better, make you want to get right. If these rebel men, these street dudes, these dudes out there thugging it, they get the right woman. So right now we dealing with two broken people.
We still trying to learn, and we still trying to, still come out of slavery.
Right. Mental slavery.
Physical slavery.
Uh-huh.
Because, we haven't been out of slavery that long.
Mm-hmm.
We was in slavery much longer than we've been out of slavery.
Right. Right. So the whole breaking bad habits and all that stuff.
It's passed down. But see, when we grow up, bro, we look at the nigga on the corner with the money, the cars, the women, and that's what we, aspire to be like, right? But a lot of them don't tell you the downside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And these women are now knowing that, and they still choose.
Man.
A lot of times, not all women, but a lot of the girls from the ghetto, girls from the hood, they love that. And I just came to my mind right now, maybe they love that because that's what they're around.
Mm-hmm.
They love that because that's what they see every day. I just thought about that. It just came to me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's emotion because that will set you apart in the hood. Now you got the good guy.
They there.
Yeah, they right there. But even like the street,
it's not
dudes,
enough of them.
The street dudes shun those guys.
That's right.
So then the good guy, that don't mean he not a pussy.
Mm-hmm.
He just got his head on his shoulders and he doing the right thing for it. I mean he looking at longevity in life. So then now the street dudes shun him like he's soft. Now I mean so now the women looking at the hierarchy. In the neighborhoods, they looking at who the boss is. The good guy ain't the boss. You know what I mean?
Everybody can't be a boss.
Yeah, the good guy ain't the boss.
But eventually,
I mean?
one day he'll be a boss.
But he could be the boss.
He will be the boss.
So, but that temporarily, and we coming up as adolescents now. On top of this, don't know ourselves.
Right.
We don't know the functioning of society. We don't know. We criminals, and we don't even know criminal law.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? That's a good point, bro.
Yeah, this is our business. If you're a criminal, your business.
You got to know the other
side. Yeah, you got to know the law of your business. You know what I mean? Because you're a businessman. You in the criminology. You're being a criminal. So you got to know crime. You got to know the law. So now, me, I was a criminal at one point, and I didn't know the law. when they talk about all these years, I'm looking crazy. Like, how y'all come up with all these years? It's the law. So I'm doing business transactions in the criminal field,
and
not knowing the repercussions, not knowing, you know what I mean, the law. So we just moving ignorantly out here.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Now that you brought that up, how many years did you do?
18.
Okay, 18.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like for you, bro? And I'm gonna get back to the point that we were just talking about. But what was that like going through the 18?
It was an amazing journey, man.
Amazing
journey. Yeah, cause you can't pay for that. What I got out of them 18 years, you can't download this or nothing. You got to go through this. You know what I mean? And what I got out of it, and the only reason I was able to get this out of it because I had a complete mental change off top. When them handcuffs got on my wrist.
Yeah. Because,
bro, I didn't go to WOW. I didn't go to detention centers growing up.
Yeah.
I was thugging, but I always got away with stuff.
Right, me too.
So I didn't go to the, I didn't have anchor monitors on in high school. And all that stuff. I was going to school.
Right.
But I still had like a double life I was living.
Right.
It was always in me, but going through that, man, I had, you know my family.
Yeah.
I had a strong circle supporting me, so my 18 years wasn't the hard way. I had a royal 18 years as far as my people supporting me, everything. Then I went there with a rebellious mindset still. I was like, man, these people are gave me all this time. I said, man, I can either become a beast.
It's up.
I can either become a beast here, you know what I mean? Or either I can make this system crack some kind of way. Some kind of way I got to make the system crack. I can't self-destruct myself because I'm mad at the system.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, bro. While doing this bid, doing all these 18 years, at what year would you say you started to change your...
2005.
What year you went in?
I got locked up 2003.
So 2 years in,
you
just started to change your whole
right before I got sentenced. Me and my mom, we used to talk on the phone with each other. Respectfully, I used to curse around my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Not curse at her, but like this type of relationship me and her had, we'll be talking and she'll be cussing and I'll be explaining the story and I'll cuss. And then she just stopped cussing one day. Stopped cussing. So then now it made me, I had to shift how I dealt with my mom. You know what I mean? I'm a mama's boy now, you know what I mean? That was respectfully, I used to deal with the vibe me and her had. So when she did that, I said, man, it was attractive. He and her not curse. So I stopped cursing. Mm. And that was the beginning of my transformation right there. When my mama changed, I changed. She went again to the church. Heavy. She went in. She always been up, but we grew up in the church. You already know us.
So she
went to get back involved. You know what I mean? With Pastor Nan, Pastor Bobby Gilbert. And that, when she changed, like I fell right a suit with her, because that was my only connection.
Now,
that was my
direct connection. You say that. Mm. Do you think that by you, her son, going through that situation helped her get closer to God?
Because we was at a situation. It was always at a situation where... Is it, man, we need you. And ain't nothing we could do.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Ain't nothing we could do. It was always, and then once I realized the pattern that the Almighty put me through, I embraced situations where it's nothing but him that could get me out of it.
Right.
Because now it's like, okay, what you going to do now?
Rick Ross say, when you doggone, it's only one to call on.
Yeah. What's about
it? It's only one to call on when you buy your...
Man, what you going to do now? I know he going to do something for me. Because I'm a child. And I know he going to... You know what I mean? So we walk with that security, but not being haughty and trying them.
Mm.
But I mean, that security of knowing, that's real faith. Like I'm just excited to try to figure out how he going to do this. How you going to pull this off? Because it been in situations that I was in prison. You know, that home team, strong team, all that stuff. That, listen, man, I get there. I'm young, but I was a big jit.
Yeah.
So now you got all these cats from Palm Beach. They coming to me every time somebody trying, every time a situation happens. Hey, bro, so-and-so. So, and me, bro, you know how we grew up, man.
Yeah, I got you.
So I go put down ASAP. You know what I mean? So that a lot of my situations was brought about, you know what I mean, from peers from Palm Beach.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Coming at me with it, big bro. Yeah, I'm younger than him.
Yeah.
Talk about big bro, so-and-so just tried me. And then, so now I done went through with nations, you know. Now I got a nation behind me, but I don't draw nobody
in. Did you have a nation at that point?
At the first point, whenever it happened, I had a nation that was ready, you know what I mean?
How did that come about? You... being with the nation that you are with now.
With the nation of Yahweh, it came about just going to class one day. We were going to a biblical study class. And I got invited, man, by a brother named Rashid Probin. And he was like, man, come to class, man. And then when I first came to prison, I told you, 2 years after me being locked up, I had to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got sentenced. So I made a vow to myself that when I go to prison, I'm going to work out. I'm going to read as much as I can. You know what I mean? I got sentenced 20 years. So I'm going to bust it up like a G and come home. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was mandatory. Bust it up like a G, come home, read as much as I can, keep myself healthy. So, and that's what I did. I went there, man. I went to study in Malachi Z. York. He had me. He was way so well with it. So I had to hold up. I'm coming out of urban novels first, though. That would pique my interest in reading.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got a thirst for knowledge now. So now I'm reading other books now. Read other books, and then ain't nothing really hit. Know what I mean? Ain't nothing really hitting. Know what I mean? I'm picking up stuff from everything. When I went to that class, they had a study on You Are Not a Nigga, the World's Best Kept Secret.
Mm.
You Are Not a Nigga, know what I mean? And then that go back to fast forward what Kanye talking about now. Us being the original. And then we the chosen one. So and then it gave me a feeling of knowing self. Like I finally know who I am. Mm-hmm. I finally, know what I mean, the inferior complex out the door as far as like not knowing my place in this world.
Mm.
Know what I mean? I was able to identify a tribe. Know what I mean? And then I love my brothers. So, and I'm the type of person, you the same way. I'm not finna put myself in a situation where I can hurt you.
Right.
Where you'll get hurt backing me up. And I know that this flaw where I'm finna get into.
Right.
Cause I told you it's home team stuff. So then now y'all beefing about it. I ain't gonna do another. I'm finna go put down them, but I'ma lead them out. I'ma lead them out cause the dude on the pedestal side automatically die every time. so it'll be one of them that catch a last sentence or lose their life falling behind me. Know what I mean? And then I'm dealing with somebody who they don't even look back, bro. They don't call mama, check on them, they don't do none of that stuff. So it ain't take long for me to figure that out.
Yeah.
After like 3 years,
yeah.
All that busting down goulash with you,
around the way.
And then I go to think back when I was in the streets, I ain't mess with y'all anyway. I'm from, I'll be with everybody.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden we all chummy now. And then, know what I mean? No. So I went to embracing my brothers. That'd be the first thing I say, man. I got all these brothers to be worrying about.
You know, so let me ask you this. What's the difference? Between the Israelites, cause I see different
man.
Groups
listen,
of them.
Listen, bro. They got some people giving us a black eye.
Two black eyes. Like I see the people, you know, in the ghetto, in the hood, downtown, and stuff.
And they be out there. Listen,
yelling at people and
the Nation of Yahweh.
And I'm only asking this to get clarity.
Yeah, yes.
For
please,
some people
I'm glad you brought this up. I'm glad you brought this up. My first time knowing about these guys, I was in prison. It was an older white lady. She was over food service. Mm-hmm. I was a cook. She came to me, Ingram, come here. So she's like a real racist old white lady, right? So she like, Ingram, come here. And then I said, yes, ma'am. So she like, you're a Hebrew Israelite, right? And I'm like, yes, ma'am. What do they teach you? I'm like, it's just be moral, upright, be ethical, to be honest in all our dealings. I want to give them all 28 moral attributes. And then she's like, never mind. These guys right here, she described them with the purple on and stuff. There. They was over there on the West Coast. And then they in the streets telling these people that they're going to rape their women, put them in bondage for the 400 years of slavery they did to us, that we're going to do this to you guys. So then now they're painting the stigma on the Hebrew Israelite communities as that we're trying to get in the power to put our foot on their neck. And we don't teach that. We don't even argue the Bible in the Nation of Yahweh. We won't have debates about the scriptures with other people. We don't do that. We want all more upright people. That's it. No matter what race, creed, or religion.
Right.
So now when you teach hate, and that's not what we of. Because we're not coming into position to put our foot on nobody's neck. Everybody going to be rejoiced. They going to love us.
Mm.
We got to be lovable. You know what I mean?
Because so you can't get to other cultures and colors.
Yeah, what we doing it for?
Being that way.
What we doing
now
it for?
Now they scared. They nervous.
Like,
they
what are we doing it for? We doing it.
Right.
Yeah, we doing it to get to the top and just stand up?
No.
No, we want the people to, we want peace, happiness, love. We want shalom.
Right.
We want heaven on earth.
Right.
And we can't have that when the people hate us.
Right.
So how are we going to tell these people that we're going to rape your people and do all this stuff? So, like these people, these cats that's doing that, they're my enemy. I don't have no enemies except them. Because the only person that could blaspheme and make, you know what I mean? Because they call upon the biblical name of the creator, you know what I mean? That was given to Moses. Mm. So now you call on his name, now you putting blasphemy on his name. Know what I mean? Like you making us look bad. Yeah.
They definitely, you know, at one point before I was Christian, Pentecostal church. So that's what I knew. Mm. Now when I started doing my due diligence and researching all these other groups, I say, nah, these niggas crazy.
Yeah.
And I didn't even got into it with them before.
Man,
because
listen,
they was trying to make me say something or do something. I said, man, hold up. First of all, y'all don't know me, because bitch, ain't nobody finna make me do nothing. You man. Not finna change my mind. Bro. You not finna do none of that. I saw them how they would be out there, and they got these boom boxes, and they out here partying, and they doing all this stuff. And I say, well, this is not what I see over here with these people who say they the same thing. So that's when I first came aware that it was not the same.
They call them different camps. And some of them teach different things. Like some of their women, they get treated like slaves. You know what I mean? They have no say-so. Like with us, our women are equal with us.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we won't send them to the other room when we speak business. They sit right there with it, because we need them right there listening to and looking at the eyes of this guy
they
right here making sure.
You might not see.
We need our help, mate. You know what I mean?
They going to see something you might not see.
We got a perfect balance. And I just hope these brothers, see peace. You know what I mean?
Well,
and start, you know, it's accountability, bro.
Yeah.
It's no accountability.
Yeah.
The situation that we're in is because we turned away from the laws.
Right.
We getting punished by the creator.
Right.
He raised up a whole nation to beat our ass. You hear me?
Yeah.
So then now you can't get mad at the stick that was used to hit us. You know what I mean? Because it was made to hit us because of what we was doing.
Right.
So focus on self, line yourself up, break away from these curses, and then rule. You know what I mean? But
well,
they focus on...
The truth of the matter is this. They going to get punished.
Yeah, they going to get punished. They gonna get punished because
they
gonna
get
what?
Bad.
The scriptures also said, "What you talking about the whipping stick or the ones that acted crazy?"
No, the ones who acted crazy.
Not. They making the worst of devil or the people that's coming to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true, bro.
It's like
they gonna
you
get
teach
punished.
Hate, man. You teach your hate.
They gonna get punished, and I feel bad for them when the punishment comes to them. Because I got to feel they knew better at one point in time.
Yeah.
But they got so caught up.
It's accountability,
bro. And you know what?
All this would be dead if they would take accountability for their forefathers' sins. Accountability.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Because what we can't do, bro, we got to understand the cause of everything. The cause, the devil ain't did nothing to me in my life.
Right.
The creator is all powerful.
Right.
Ain't nobody, I got more power than the devil. The devil ain't got no power, you know what I mean?
If you got the man, the creator on your side, bro.
So guess what?
If I piss shall prosper. That don't just mean, that mean the devil too.
Yeah, so if I piss the creator off, guess what he gonna do? He gonna bust me.
Now we allowed to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
We allowed to be tested.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you won't break me.
And guess what? Guess what the test is? Some stuff that you got going on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Cause guess what? You can't try. You can't tempt me with no homosexual. Cause they ain't in me.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? You can tempt me with some good lie.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Cause that's somewhere in me.
Yeah.
I smell some. Boy, that thing smell good, boy.
So
the devil, when he do come at you, it's about you. It's about some stuff you got going on the inside of you.
Your flesh.
Yeah.
Your flesh and your own desires. Your worldly desires, should I say.
And then that's the fiery furnace that we got to go through in order to purify ourselves. We must go through that with him.
Yeah.
So he's just really a gauge, a measuring stick. That's all he is. He's just a status check.
That's right.
Where you at right now? Well, I'm still over here right now. And that's why I named me to be the accuser.
Yeah.
Yo, he's going to accuse you. He's going to tell on you.
Yeah.
He's going to tell. That boy tell on you every time. I told that boy still doing it.
Yeah. Oh, that's, they wait for that. They wait for that. And, you know, sometimes I battle with my own self sometimes. Sometimes, you know, I feel like since I changed my life, a lot of, you know, disrespect that didn't come before and a lot of things that people will try that they wouldn't have tried before, they throw it, and that old person be wanting to be like, you know what, show them. Just show them one time.
I witnessed it with you. Yeah. I tell my they don't know. They know that what they do.
That's true,
they know that
bro.
What they do.
And I be like, man, boy. But then I go pray about it and I calm myself and then I repent and then realign myself and get myself back on track. Sometimes I have to have reset moments. And this ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. Mm. I just see myself deviating a little bit.
Listen,
and then
man.
I have to stop myself and be like, man, what? Like sometimes I be driving in the car, right? I be driving to myself. No music, no nothing. I just be thinking. Sometimes I miss the exits I be on because I be thinking. I be thinking about what I'm doing like for the week or the month or the past two. And I say, man, what you doing? Hold on. No. You gotta pull yourself back in. And I have to reset myself, not just once or twice, like multiple times.
Right.
I, it's a constant thing. And it'll probably be that way for the rest of my life because...
You active.
Yeah.
You always in process of doing stuff.
Yeah. But, go ahead, bro.
No, I got to hit this area because you had brought it up, right? Situations... That you know you want to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, bro, what I figured out, you know how everybody say, know what I mean? The real man can walk away from a situation, all that. That ain't it. To be able to walk away from a situation and still have peace within yourself.
Yeah.
That's what you must strive for when you find the higher road. Anything you do, don't do it just for the sake of avoiding the situation. When you avoid that, you must be fully comfortable with yourself as a man that you avoid that situation. That you even you got, you know what? I apologize, bro. You know, bro, God give mercy because you're in position to give mercy.
Right.
So if you're in position to give mercy to somebody,
right,
that's a good spot to be at.
Right.
So I embrace going the route of apologizing, even though I'm right. Just to calm a situation down, cause I could crush you. Know what I mean? Well, I could send missiles to crush you. Know what I mean? But I could give you mercy.
So let me ask you this now. This is me right here. You said you're man enough to apologize even though you know you was right. But how do you let people know? I know how I do. How do you let people know they wrong? Why are you apologizing and making them feel you was wrong? How do you, because it's still our job to let people know
the truth.
They wrong.
Yeah.
Now, how do you deal with that?
No, if I do it, the situation I said before, if I just like, man, you know what, bro?
You good?
Because I'm dealing with a madman.
Right.
He have no reasoning. He have no nothing. Know what I mean? And then you know what? This madman is a weak vessel that spirits will jump in to knock me off.
Right.
What I got going on. And once I identify my audience, I handle them as I identify my audience.
Mm-hmm.
I know my audience. So this audience here right now, I can't reason with him. You know what? Bro, you know what? You right, bro. Because you know what? The end of my night, that's going to be in no handcuffs or even in the hospital because it could go either way in life.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? It go either way in life. So
right.
And I'm looking at this madman like, ooh, you almost got me. You know what, bro? You good. Know what I mean? I apologize, bro. You good, bro. And guess what? I don't even remember him no more.
Yeah.
I go on about my life, go back to my family, go back to my wife and kids. I done been took out the game too long.
Yeah.
Let me tune that again. He's too long. I know how to say.
That's a life.
You good. Yeah, that's a
some people don't make it till 1920.
Yeah.
That's a life.
And I see a lot, how a lot of miscommunication in lives.
Correct.
Bad communication, bro. It always be communication most of the time, bro.
Right.
And sometimes you be arguing about the same thing. Communication is so flitty because we ain't grow up with good communication in our household.
You right. You absolutely right. We wasn't even... I might communicate with you, but I ain't going to communicate with him because I don't know him like that.
Right.
Or her like that. And then we had a lot of things. Man, we was brought up wrong. I had to retrain my brain, bro. I had to retrain, you know, a lot of things and my ways of thinking just to even be able to be how I am now.
Right.
And it took a long time.
Mm.
It took a long time, bro, because... And this, I go back to the slavery thing where, like I say, we was in slavery way longer than we been free, right?
Right.
So we coming through from grandmas and great-grandmothers and that might have had this way in their time, but that's no longer our way of thinking that you, now that you know the truth, you know the right way, you know you have to retrain yourself. With that being said, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with my brother, Bruce Ingram. Welcome back to Ear Gas. Still here with my brother, Bruce Ingram. Now, we left off talking about the retraining of the minds and things that, you know, we might have been brought up one way, which it was the wrong way, or we felt it was the right way. And you touched on it, you know, even when you had to go lay down and do your bid, man. Let me ask you a question, bro. Just to lighten it up so it ain't so they getting too deep, you know. Did you feel when you had to do your bid that your family did the bid with you?
Yeah. Yeah, they man, my family did. Bro, I used to get dirty urns. I used to Luma visitation privileges. And like me, like I'm built to last. Like I'm built for hardship. I'm built for being deprived of things. You know what I mean? It's like the way my brain functions is I'm designed for that, but my family not designed for that.
Right.
That with they golden child.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So yeah, I'm the golden child.
Right, right, right.
So it's like they not designed to be, have me taken away from them on top of being taken away from them. So I was already took away from them from out of society. And then I'll be going to confine me, going to the box, they can't come see me. And then I went to realize and I was hurting, they were hurting more not being able to come see me. I took it light because I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I can stand it.
Because my mom, you know, my brother did almost a decade too.
Mm.
And my mom, you know, we had to go through that with him.
Right. Walking through visitation, taking his shoes off on that dirty floor, getting searched down.
Even like, you know, his son, you know, his son, he wasn't that to be able to get his son how he supposed to have got him, because he couldn't. Mm-hmm. Not that he didn't want to, but it's a lot of people that I feel, you not the only person going through this sentence.
Man,
it's your loved ones go through it with you too, because whereas, you know, you got people born, people die, you have people that want to just hear you 3 o'clock in the morning, man, I need to hear my bro voice,
man,
or
my
get
sister.
Advice from him.
My little sister, bro, like we 4 years apart, but everybody called us twin. Like this my partner here, man. And then she the baby, so she behind the scene. My big sister in college. I'm locked up. She's still in the house, behind the scene. And it's like she watching. You know what I mean? Everybody leaving her, and here it is. I'm locked up. She idolized me, bro. So like she wrote me a letter one time, told me when she look herself in the mirror, she see me, And at the time she walking on feet, going downtown. She in spots where I don't even be at. She went harder than me. She going in little cuts and corners and stuff. I ain't never used to hang yet. Mm. But she had a real desperado mindset. She was in the streets. My little sister went to the streets, following her brother. Following her brother, and then unbeknownst to me and the family, we don't know the pain she's suffering. Cause I done left her. Already I left her when we got a little too old for her, so she can't hang with me no more. So right. Now I'm in the streets now. So right. she looking through the window, she miss her twin. Then I get snatched off the streets, now I'm locked up. So then I left a void in my little sister, man, and I didn't know this void was even there till over a decade later when she finally like expressed to me what she went through with me getting locked up. So we was like, you know, a lot of cats be having like siblings and stuff.
Yeah.
And you don't know, cause you got affected by your brother. Know what I mean?
Well, yes. Not me so much. I believe my brother got affected by me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was out in the streets before him.
Oh.
Now my brother, again. Just like you and your sister, we was like this.
Mm-hmm.
Bonded, you know, argue, we fuss, but, you know, nobody gonna do nothing to my brother. You know, mm-hmm. my brother, I get it, play the game, he play the game.
Right.
I wear this, he wearing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went so far, I go in his book bag, he got my shoes, he got my pants, you know. So, when I left the church, because that's a whole nother story, and we get that on another episode. When I left the church, bro, I was out there. Like, yeah, I'm kind of like you, bro. I have to find, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that they was watching like that. And right. Then they would. So when my brother, like, everybody thought it was me got locked up. They asked my mama, like, yeah, your son got locked up. Jamora, all right. She like, nah, it's not him. It's Bryce. Bryce? Nah, brother's going to school.
Uh-huh.
But he was doing what I was doing. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't doing some of the things he was doing, but because I was always smart, I said, okay, now that'll get me jammed. I ain't never robbed nobody. I steal from the dope boy.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna rob. I never rob because I say it might be a nigga just like me. You know what I'm saying? And then you leave your house and I know where your junk at, and now we'll go get that. But I'm not gonna rob you, like, because that's a confrontation. Confrontation, I don't want no confrontation. I want to do this thing easy, smooth,
right.
and get back to what I'm doing. So I never robbed, but my brother got caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing it like that. So.
So he done watched you emulate your pattern, but he done missed your steps.
Remember, my brother, for a long time, my brother was the good boy.
Yeah, he done missed
glasses
your steps.
Glasses and
like, bro, I ain't doing
talk.
All that. Like, you see,
couldn't believe
here, but I ain't doing that.
You couldn't believe them. I sell some dope. I'm selling dope. So basically, even though I was hurting people, I was not physically imposing my will on people, because that was not something that, one, I wasn't raised to do that. I wasn't taught to do that. And I wasn't taught to do half the stuff. But I got around them dudes, the same dudes we talking about, them hood dudes.
Mm.
And I say, whoa, they got the girls and all these cars, they jewelry.
I was out there doing it for the thrill, bro. Everything, the adrenaline rush, it was addictive, man. It's like, bro, I look back at it. When I got sentenced, bro, the judge, my lawyer, and the state prosecutor all said they never seen this many people come for one person.
Right.
They thought I was a rapper.
Yeah.
They thought I was a rapper, bro.
Yeah.
They thought I was like a musician or something.
Yeah.
I had a whole following. They thought, the inmates thought it was a church that came in for my sentencing. It was a big old line of people lining up. I had like three of my girlfriends right behind each other. I'm just throwing up at all at the same time. Like, yeah, what's up? You know what I mean? But it's like, bro, I had so much love. And the prosecutor hit me with this. Prosecutor said, well, all these people, They can't. They support Ingram, Bruce Ingram. We're used to seeing people who come in here with just their baby mother or their grandma supporting them. With all these people supporting him, he still chose a life of crime. That's how he uppercutted me at the end. You know what I mean? He used something good and made it look bad. And then it's like, man, like the support I had, bro, I was supposed to, you know my family.
I know.
You know what I mean? It was the thrill. And a lot of cats out here right now, they living for the thrill of life, whether it be dealing with the different females or dealing with the
streets. That was me.
Know what I mean? It's the thrill. It's like adrenaline rush.
Female, that was my, bro, listen, I was addicted to female, bro. Sex, bro, I was addicted to it. And that was my drug of choice.
And you got that name, Jabari. Yeah, oh, man.
Sex, hey, bro. Jabari. You know, back then, bro. But then I had to go through my own prison. I had to be punished for all of the sex I was having. Because then all these kids came, right? So now I never complained about having to pay and take care of this and this and that. But I still had to go through my own prison. I had to go through my own jail, bro. No, nigga, this was in the hood. This was before that. This was before a tour. This was before. Now, doing that kind of stuff helped me be able to take care of them.
Yeah.
But, bro, this was 17, 16. I started having sex when I was 9, bro.
Yeah. So this
was just, I got that feeling that the same way you say it was adrenaline rush for you, that was adrenaline rush. Like, man, I can hit 2-3 of them in the same day.
And, bro, see the rush I had? You got cats, but the women was a rush for me, too. But you got cats in prison right now, bro. Ain't smelt no cat. Before,
that's crazy.
Bro, with a naturalized sentence, bro. Know what I mean? And it's like, bro, we got to teach them. Like, we got to show them you. We got to show them, bro. We got to show them, brother, black men that's successful, bro. And still got that standard. Still got that. You feel me? That oomph. Know what I mean?
Now see this, and this all tie in to what we started with, which is Kanye. These are things I feel that this man should be going hard about.
The youth.
Not even, just people. Our people.
Yeah.
Our people, period. These are the messages that he had the power to get. Now, if he was going hard like this, like the conversations we and you having, right, the people would back him a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, you and I, we not finna venture off and say, oh, this and this and that, and now what we got, what we believe in, and what we live in is—that's what it is. And I don't believe—I'm gonna say I believe, because you know that's what I believe. I don't believe nobody can change you from being who you are now. I don't care what happened. Gun in your head, robbing you—I don't believe you're gonna fold because you have a purpose that you found, and you said that. You said, you know, you felt the self like you knew who you were. So, and I'm the same way. It's difficult when people don't really, they know what they saying, what they supposed to be saying, and then right. They know what actually supposed to be lived out. A lot of people say things, they not living it out.
Yeah.
So you can say all these great things back in the day, but what you saying now, like, you can't, if you stood for that then, you should be going harder now.
Yeah.
Now, if they take your money away for that, guess what? You got a whole nation of people, like you say, you got a nation. You got a whole nation of us finna rock with you and make sure we got you.
And then, people watching him right now, seeing his motive. No, you know what I mean?
It's too many different one day you this way, the next day you this way.
You know, like, the Bible say, I mean, don't miss nobody that's
wavering.
That's
right.
So right now a lot of brothers wanna back him, but they cautious. They got to be cautious.
I'm gonna say
you might just jump the ship and just go to doing some crazy stuff in the middle of us. We just put our whole neck out there.
I say this. This is what I tell people, man, pray for him. encourage him to get himself back right. Let him know he wrong. Mm. You know, but I don't know. I ain't giving up on the brother, but man, he got to come home. Mm. He got to come home, dog. He got to come home.
Yeah. And I mean, I salute him for taking that, for being bold enough. But
we in America, at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's being your bold right. enough, man. He was bold enough to stand up. Yeah. And then, but see, like, while I was in prison, I got a lot of, like, examples that come from prison.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my situations
you spend a lot of time in prison.
Yeah, my whole really, like, grown-up life and all my decision makings was in prison. I got no scars on me, bro.
Yeah.
Except tattoos. That's it. Know what I mean? And I don't pick fights.
Right.
So it was like, but know what I mean? But I was able to balance a lot of stuff out and understand my audience. So you got people. I do movements. You know what I mean? I do sit downs in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I do we eating chicken on chicken day. Everybody stay in the dorm, buy a whole bunch of soups. You know what I mean? Feed the dorm, make sure, you know what I mean? We trying to get like a point across. You know what I mean? Cause they be trying us in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I hooked up with a brother named Hafet. You know what I mean? This brother here, he's into the new Black Panther movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this brother here, I was telling about when I go see him, close management,
mm-hmm.
that's when you're on 24-hour lockdown all day for months, sometimes years, you know what I mean? So for whatever situation got you back there. So I seen how he was getting all excited listening to me tell him about me being on lockdown. And he was like gauging it, say, okay, I can do that. And I realized I had hooked up with a madman. So we was on a movement, but he was ready to self-destruct. His whole goal was to be a martyr. How you say it?
Yeah, a martyr.
Like so, so you don't wanna hook up with those self-proclaimed martyrs.
No.
A self-proclaimed martyr?
Yeah.
That's ready just to go out.
Yeah.
That means he don't care about the movement. Mm-hmm. The movement is never about him. So right now, a lot of brothers watching Kanye to see. Is he a self-proclaimed martyr, or is he really for this movement?
I'm going to tell you what I
know
hope.
What I mean?
I hope he got an end goal.
Right. Yeah, it must be an end goal. That makes sense.
I don't know if he know. I don't know if he know. I hope he got one.
Yeah, bro.
I hope he just doing this stuff for attention and clickbait and all of that. Because...
Mm. End goal,
I don't
man.
See that. I don't see that man doing me, no 18 years.
It's like,
I don't see him doing that. I don't see him doing no time like that and being able to stay sane.
Mm-hmm.
Because he already smart, a genius. They call him a genius. You leave a genius with theyself for a long time, bro.
Yeah. And me, like what I did, like I told you, when I said I had to put a crack in the system, that was my way of fighting back. That was my way of finding peace in the 18 years. I said, man, I got to reach as many kids, these young dudes that be coming to prison, join these gangs.
Yeah.
I got to, I snatch them out of the gang so quick, bro. And guess what? Their heads ain't going to say nothing about it. Because guess what? The way we move with love, bro. We good people. We good men. So it's like good conquers evil all the time, bro. So like a good, strong man, bro, they respect it. So I'm able to step to the head of the Bloods, the Crips, the folks, whoever. In their prisons, at their camp, whoever they chase, I don't want to talk no lieutenants, no nothing. And man, hey, my little brother, man, he will leave your folk nation or whatever nation you is. Know what I mean? They don't respect everybody. Let them go without blood. Know what I mean? And then my job is now is to make sure that this brother who I pulled out of this hill really stick to the guns.
Yeah.
Cause they'll come to me, cause now it's too much pressure over here.
Mm-hmm.
I let them know, but you sign up for that.
Yeah.
I say, is you really ready to, like I got to see your status first. If you try to run for some obligation, I can't touch it. But if you wholeheartedly really trying to just be a good person and just study your Bible and go home to your family and just if this really what you want, I'm gonna step out there and use my goodness. I don't carry no weapons in there.
Yeah.
I don't carry no weapons. I don't carry no weapons in there. I go in there.
Speaking of, you know, that.
Mm.
Let's tell everybody what you got accomplished in prison.
Man.
You became an author.
Yo. Man, Steve White, man. Protective Hand Communication, man. He seen my work. He seen some of my poetry. Remember my grandma, Leafy Minus. She always like, she's my resource. Like, she go, Kiara Mama. Hey, yeah.
Sweet lady, bro. Man. I love that lady, man.
Bro, she gonna always plug me in with the people you know, I need to be plugged in.
I ain't meaning to stop you, but Kenyatta hit me up the other day. I said, I hit him up, baby boy, what's up? Man. He hit me back. What's up, baby boy? I gotta call him, man. But go ahead with what you were saying, bro.
Yeah, so she plugged me in with him. He read a couple more pieces and said he wanna do a book. And then I read a book called The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever ran across that. It's about the laws of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing stuff as if it was happening right there.
Right.
I told myself, man, I'm gonna get a book published. So I went to rewriting all my poems, sending it home, telling her to type it up.
Yeah.
I was moving with anxiety, like I had a publisher. I didn't know how I'm gonna get this published.
Right.
And praise be the Most High, man. My grandma ran into the publisher, Steve Wright. Said my grandson write poetry. In the process, I'm getting my book ready for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's already there. You know what I mean? And he appeared. Mm. So and then with that, man, he seen my first few poems. He said we'll do it. Man, we on the second book. I've been doing a lot of children books for him.
Mm-hmm.
Doing illustrations for him. After that, man, everything be prophetic, like bro, with me. Like, how me and you ran to each other.
Yeah.
Bro, that day,
yeah,
I was on the phone with an elder of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Man, me and my wife were riding on our way to the bamboo room. Yeah. We were doing a couple date.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my partner Rick, and my partner Sebo, all of us, we sat right there in the middle, and we were coming here to do a couple date.
Yeah.
And then I'm on the phone with an elder, and he like, man, Prince Ashur, man, one thing I know about you, if I see you in the club somewhere, I know you in there and you finna connect to the right people that you need to be connected to. And then me and my wife, we looking at each other like, they're like, cause he ain't know I ain't talking about going to the club, right?
Right, right.
Hey, so I'm all like, you know, I'm a high, you know what I mean?
Right.
They hold me in high esteem. So I'm all like, even though I know I'm finna go there and have a safe, you know what I mean?
Right.
Good time. So I'm looking at my wife like, hey, man, you know, man, talking about the club and all that. We in route right now.
Yeah.
So, when I get here, we vibing. And I tell my wife, I said, man, babe, somebody got to see me right now. I told her, somebody got to see me. That's what I told her, bro. I ain't walk 20 steps. You had a, man, where are you gonna walk past me? Don't say nothing to me.
Yeah. Because we been waiting for you to get home.
Bro, and for you to even, and me seeing you now on a date, how busy you be in motion.
Yeah.
You was able to, when you see me, you know what I mean? It's like it wasn't no double take or nothing.
Right.
Yeah. That's why, man, you had a shook me. Yeah, bro. So I knew that moment right there was gonna be a future sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't call you till like 5 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a red light. I was in a situation in my life. I'm like, man, something got to shake. Something got to move. Something got to. And I know that me being at that spot that night, me being at the bamboo room that night was prophetic.
You
know what I mean? So I know. And I ain't want to just jump. I ain't just gonna be just jumping just to, you know what I mean? Cause you open the doors for me.
Yeah.
Like, bro, man, whatever you, man, holler at me, bro. I got you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then it's like, man, when that time I was at a red light, bro, that's when I called you.
Yeah.
I called you. I was at a red light, bro. I knew it was gonna be a life changing moment. When I do use his number, cause I knew how it came about.
Right.
So I know when I do use his number, right, it's gonna be a life changing moment. Right. And I can only use this here, you know what I mean? When it's time, you feel me? And so, bro, it been up, bro. Like life, the process of life since I've been out, bro, everything is spanning. I got the books.
Mm-hmm.
The books are door opener. That's all it was for me. For me, it was a door opener because it was self-published book. You know, a lot of people, they give me kudos, but it's greater stuff.
Yeah.
It's greater stuff in life, you know what I mean? And that was a door opener, so I don't just have to say, oh, yeah, I did 18 years of prison. I could say I'm the published author of A Sure Soul, The Immortal Mortal. You know what I mean? I illustrated these books, bum, 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 bum. So now I got credentials coming out of prison.
Which lead me to the next topic and the final topic. Vibes high.
Vibes high.
Talk about it for a few, bro.
Man, vibes high.
What we doing with vibes high?
Man, we moving with high vibrations, man. This is my wife creation. While I was in the tomb, waiting to get out, she was telling me about the stuff she wanted to do in life. And me, I like to inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
I like to inspire people. So it's like let's do it. I'm an artist. What you need, a logo? I drew this logo up. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, what else we need? We need to get the light. We need to get LC. Okay, how much it costs? Now I'm in prison. Get ready to come home.
Yeah.
Doing this, you know what I mean? Speaking to my wife, going back and forth, and I'm inspiring her to get this business, you know what I mean, established. Let's do it. You know what I mean? And then, you know, that some people just need a little bit of, a little push. And what we did, like right now, we got to rebrand this and everything because it started off with T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, bro, it's a movement, really, right, bro. So it's a movement. And because I braided my vision with her vision, know what I mean? Made it one vision instead of a D vision.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? It ain't two visions, one vision. So we talking about high vibrations. It was vibes high.
Man, I tell you, the events you've thrown so far have been good, man. It's very nice. And what I like about it is it's positive.
Right.
It's spiritual.
Right.
It's elevating.
Elevating, you know? Illustrators.
Yeah. It's elevating.
Elevating illustrators.
And I believe we're going to continue to do some good works. You know, throwing these events for you.
Remember the next day after the event, we came
here. Yeah,
it
was still in the room.
Doing a whole nother event.
The vibe and the feeling was still in the room.
It was in another event. It was a whole nother event, man. It was still in there. Like we could literally feel it, bro. And it's like I know I wasn't tripping because you seen the same thing.
It was still. I felt it. I ain't see it. I felt it.
Yeah,
I felt it, bro. Anyway, what's the next date we working on for that?
December 7th.
December 7th.
It'll be the first Wednesday of December.
First Wednesday of December. Man, y'all done heard from my brother Bruce Ingram. Bro, don't let this be your last time chopping it up with me and doing this, man. It's been a blessing. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the conversation. But it's time to eat now.
What?
I love you, bro. Respect.
Love you too, man.
We got a lot of work still left to do.
Yeah.
On ourselves and in the world.
Right.
So, you know, I'm glad that we are here together and we can kind of help each other out, you know, through life, bro.
Mm.
That's what a friendship is anyway. Friendship, brotherhood, all of that is important. And it's necessary between us black men. Because we don't have the unity that other races and cultures have going back to slavery. We was divided. We was, you know, it's just what it is. It's just the truth, man. But, man, I'm glad you're here, man. I hope to see you do many more great things. And come up, you know, it's a stepping stone for you until you catapult into whatever universe you're going to catapult in. But I got you as long as you know, you here, bro. And that's it, man. We'll see y'all later. I thank y'all for listening. We're going to take this to the studio now and chop it up and dissect it, put it through some good mics and all of that stuff, man. Anyway, ear gas, man.